Well, good morning, everybody. This morning is graduation Sunday, and I am super excited to honor our graduates here in just a little bit near the end of the service. And I'm just super excited to be here with you this morning and to share something that has been on my heart and my mind quite a bit lately. And so for those of you that don't know me, my name is CJ Mustin. I have the honor and the privilege of working with students sixth grade through college age. And I absolutely love working with those students. That's a great bunch of young adults. They're absolutely incredible. And as we think about this morning, it's graduation Sunday. You've got the student minister up here preaching, and it's really, really easy on a morning like this morning to get in the mindset of this is geared toward graduates. This is geared toward students, and to think, man, yeah, that they need to take that to heart. But I want you to kind of fight that urge this morning, because here's what I believe, and I say this often to our students. God has something this morning that he wants to speak into your heart and into your mind. God has something this morning that he wants to speak to you that will allow you to take a step closer toward him. And so so know this, that as I got ready to prepare for this message this morning, I spent a lot of time just kind of thinking about what I wanted to say, and God just kept bringing me back to this truth that I shared to students a few weeks ago. And so he just kept saying, man, this is something that is not just for students, it's for everybody. It's something people in general need to know. And so I'm excited to share this truth with you this morning. The truth is this: when we know our true value and live in that truth, everything changes. Let me say that again, because I really want this to sink in. When we know our true value and live in that truth, everything changes. I brought something with me this morning. It is a $20 bill. So let me ask you this question. You can speak out loud. You don't have to stay quiet. You can answer this question out loud if you want. What makes this worth $20? Anybody? What? The U.S. government. All right, Chris. So Chris said the U.S. government. I'm going to pick on you a little bit then, Chris. So who here works for the U.S. government? Anybody? Anybody work for any part of the U.S. government? Correctional services? Yeah, okay, we've got some. So if I held up this piece of paper and someone from the U.S. government said, Chris, this is worth $20, Chris, I'll pay you with this piece of paper. Is that okay? Okay, all right. So we're getting somewhere. So what makes this worth $20? Gold. Okay, so it's backed by gold. That's true, debatable, but true. So if I had some bars of gold at my house and I said, all right, I'm ready for your services, I'll pay you with this. It's backed by, you know, you can trust me, I got the gold at my house. Would you take it? Okay, all right. So what makes this worth $20 then? The marking. So if I took and made all the markings on this, would that be $20? Okay, all right, so you're catching my drift. Here's the truth. What really makes this worth $20? First service, Elijah Stribling had all kinds of answers. It was absolutely awesome. He even got down to the smell of the money. It was incredible. What really makes this worth $20 is this. On the day it was created, there was a person or a group of people that had the authority and the responsibility to give this piece of paper $20 value. And that group of people said, this is worth $20. That is the only thing that makes this worth $20. It was given its value on the day that it was created, by the people who had the authority to give it that value. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul has a lot to say about our value and what gives us value. If you'll go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, it says this: however, God is rich in mercy. He brought us to life with Christ while we were dead as a result of those things that we did wrong. He did this because of the great love that he has for us. You are saved by God's grace, and God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God did this to show future generations the greatness of his grace by the goodness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. You are saved by God's grace because of your faith. This salvation is God's gift. It is not something you possessed. It is not something you did so that you can be proud of it. Paul says a lot in that section of scripture about our value as human beings, about our value individually. And I absolutely love the imagery that Paul gives us in this section of scripture. But in order to really grasp the imagery that Paul gives, I want to back up just a little bit to a few things that Paul said in the previous verses. And we're not going to read it this morning, but I just want to share with you some of those things that Paul said in the previous verses. Paul is jumping in and he's trying to explain our value. And he says, once you lived like this, once your value was defined here, and he goes into this whole list of being a dead person and being a sinner and following the ways that you wanted to follow and disregarding the rules of God and being a person of the world. And what he does is he goes through and he says, once you lived like this, these were all of your labels. You're a sinner. You're a dead person. You do what you think is right instead of what is following God. And you've got all of these labels attached to you. And so often, this is where we stay. We have all these labels attached to us, and we define ourselves and allow those labels to give us our value. And so we take the label sinner. We've all sinned. We've all messed up. And we think, man, I'm just a sinner. And so we take that label sinner and we attach it to us. And sometimes these labels are labels that we give to ourselves. And sometimes these labels are labels that other people give to us. But labels come to us often. We have a lot of labels that we have attached to ourselves in our lives. Maybe the label that's attached to you is you're lost. You've been told you have no direction. You don't know what your future is. Your future seems unclear or unsure, and you don't have a lot of confidence. Maybe because of some decisions you've made or some things that have been done to you, you're damaged. And that's a label that you attach to yourself, and you come back to it often about how you've been damaged and it affects your life and your future. Maybe some people have said some things that have hurt you, and the label that you attach to yourself is that you're a loser. And you truly believe that there is nobody in this world that thinks you are worth anything. Maybe the label that you attach to yourself is you're unlovable. Maybe you didn't receive the love that you deserved from the people that are around you, and everybody has abandoned you, and you feel like there is no one or no thing that can love you. And because of that, you also feel unwanted. Maybe for you, if something that I often struggle with as a label in my own life, and you feel like, man, you are just a failure. Or I don't want to cover this one up. Failure. There we go. And what happens is we get all of these labels on us. And so when we go to look at our value, we end up looking at ourselves and saying, wow, my value is based on this. And Paul is very clear. He says, once you lived like this, once this was you, but your value is based on something completely different. Your value is based on a different set of criteria. And what we do is we look at our value and we try to define ourselves and figure out our value based on the wrong stuff. So in our student ministry, I talk often about kingdom work, and I encourage our students to take the things that they love, the things that they enjoy doing, the things that they're good at, and to use them for God's kingdom. And so we have a student in our ministry, Aaron Stribling, and he is really into anime. I know some of you may not know what anime is, and that's totally okay. He's into anime, and he's also into making videos. And he came to me and he said, CJ, I want to make an anime-related video about the scripture you talk about on Sunday nights. And so I was like, shoot, yes, absolutely, let's do that. And he started creating these awesome videos that just kind of give a recap or a paraphrase of the scripture that we're talking about. And the video that he created for this scripture is just a perfect, perfect paraphrase of what we're talking about this morning. Check out this video.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but...
But what?
Okay, will I be saved if... I win the lottery?
Nope, can't buy your way into heaven.
Okay, but what if I build a really tall tower?
Nope, can't build an earthly tower to heaven. Just look at the Tower of Babel.
Okay, but... What if I become famous?
Fame won't help.
What if I learn kung fu?
That one doesn't even make sense. What's the correlation there?
Solve world hunger.
Good deed, but works alone won't save you.
Invent an alternative energy source?
Nope.
Write a best-selling novel?
Nada.
Learn magic?
Not gonna help.
Discover a new type of creature?
Nuh-uh.
Ride a unicorn!
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, what if I...
Look, you clearly don't get it. You can't save yourself.
What? So I'm just doomed then?
No. Because of His great love for us, God already did the work. You are saved by grace through faith. Can't win what you have already been given, because you are a child of God, His workmanship, and He loves you how you are.
Really?
Yep.
Can I still ride the unicorn?
Sure.
Yay!
I love that. Great job, Aaron. Hey, yeah, absolutely. But this is a perfect example. This is what we do. We look at ourselves and we say, man, my value is nothing, but I've got to find a way to give myself value. So I'm going to solve world hunger. I'm going to build a tower. I'm going to make my life great. I'm going to do all these things that'll give me value. And in the end, it just ends up leaving us feeling empty. And I love the way that that ended. He's like, there's nothing you can do. And the other guy's like, so I'm doomed. And he's like, no. You can't earn what you've already been given. Love that line. You can't earn what you've already been given. Let's go back to this scripture here really quick. Because here's what happens. What happens is we look at ourselves and we say, man, I'm just damaged. Yeah. And I'm just a sinner. And if I'm honest, I just feel dead inside. And the truth is that God says, no. You feel dead, and the labels that you see on yourself tell you that you're dead. But the truth is I've brought you to life. I've given you life. You are not dead. Death does not define you or give you value. My life gives you value. And Paul continues. He says, you feel unlovable. And when we do these things that we did wrong, and we're like, man, I've done so much wrong, and just nobody loves me. We can remind ourselves that God brought us to life because of His great love. And when we look at ourselves and we see we're just a sinner, Paul says, no, you're saved by God's grace. And these labels that are on us, we all have different labels that get attached to our lives. These labels that are on us do not define our value because they don't have the authority to define our value. There is only one person with the authority to define our value, and it is God. And he defined and gave you your value on the day that you were created. And we can live in that truth. I love the imagery that comes up next in this verse, and it just gives a perfect description of the value that God sees in us. It says, God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God raised us up. Do you know what gets raised up in this world? Valuable things get raised up in this world. A valuable piece of art will be put in a frame and raised up on a wall. A valuable trophy that you have won or a memento from a family member will be raised up and put on a shelf for everyone to see. Valuable people in this world get raised up and put on massive stages for everyone to adore. It's the valuable things that we raise up. And Paul makes it very clear, God finds us so valuable that he takes us with all of our labels that we look at and we say, man, I am so messed up. God says, no, I see those labels. Yeah. You've got some labels on you, but I think you're so incredibly valuable, labels and all. I'm taking you and I'm raising you up and I'm putting you right next to my son. That is your value. That is what you are worth. And so the question becomes, how do we live in this truth? When we know our true value and we live in that truth, everything changes. But the question becomes, how do we do that? How do we live in that truth? And so often our answer becomes, well, I just got to remove these labels. I just got to get these labels off my life. And so we take them, like, I'll take this one because this is one that I struggle with often. And we say, boom, that label is gone. Never coming back. I'm never going to allow failure to define me ever again. And we remove the label. But you know what happens? The next day, I fail. And I'm reminded I'm a failure. And that label comes right back. And what happens is, we tend to believe our labels because they keep coming back. And so we go, no, that's not my label. And then it comes back and we go, well, I tried. So I guess it must be true because it's back again. Here's the truth. This is a weird, awkward, hard truth. Removing labels doesn't work. Removing labels does not work because our labels are always going to be on us. We can't get rid of them. And I know you're like, CJ, you're a preacher. You're supposed to be like, get rid of all the labels. Like, they're supposed to be gone. But the truth is, we will always have labels. People will always say things and call us things. We will always be reminded of our flaws and our failures. And so how do we, in the midst of looking down and seeing all of our labels, how do we live in the truth that our value is not defined by our labels? Our value is defined by the one that had the authority to define our value on the day we were created. How do we do that? Our family has a technique that we use quite often in our house. And I'd like to share that with you guys this morning because I think it's a super, super valuable thing when it comes to defining your value. And that's this. instead of removing the label completely, what if we just shrink down the negative labels? Shrink down the negative labels. Let me explain. So when I mess up and I fail and I feel like an utter failure, this label starts to grow. Maybe you've experienced this in your own life. Maybe somebody has said something to you. Maybe you are reminded again of how someone doesn't love you. Maybe you are reminded of the way people have hurt you in the past, and that label just begins to expand and grow, and it takes over your mind, and you've got this playlist going, and you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over, and I'm such a failure, and I'll never escape it. I'll never overcome it. I'll always be defined by this, and it just kind of seems to grow and grow and consume you. The key is to take that thing that is growing and begin shrinking it back down. And we do that by expanding the labels that God has placed on us. And so as failure grows, I remind myself, I messed up. But I'm not defined by my failure. I'm defined by what God says about me. And this is hard work. This is not something where you say it once and everything is all hunky-dory. This is really hard work. And in your mind, there's this battle that goes on, like, I'm a failure. And no, God defines me some other way. And you take it and you begin to shrink it down. And you begin to say, I'm not defined by this. This is still a part of who I am. Yes, I am a failure. I have failed more times than I would ever care to admit. But it doesn't define me. And we continue to shrink it down, and we continue to remind ourselves that I'm not defined. My value is not found in this idea that I'm a failure. My value is found in this idea that God has placed value on me, and he has a purpose for me, and I have a future, and God has a plan for my life, and he loves me, and he set me up with his son. And when that voice comes back in that, yeah, but you're such a failure. Like, man, no, I'm going to fight this. I'm defined by God and not by my failure. And we take it and we just continue to shrink it and we shrink it. And then we don't throw it away, because there's really no way to throw it away. The moment we say, I'm done with this, it comes right back. And then we're like, oh, I tried. I guess I am a failure. No, what we do is we say, this is still a part of who I am. But I'm just going to put it in my pocket. And now, when I look down, failure's not quite as big of a deal for defining my value. I still improve. I still get better. I'm not going to I'm going to just continue to fail just because I can. No, I still want to be better and better and better. But my value is not defined by my labels. My value begins to be defined by what God says about me. And guess what? You know what's going to happen? This is going to come right back. And you know what? There are going to be times in my life where it grows again and it comes back and it begins to consume and take over. And I have to remind myself again that no, I'm not defined by this. I'm defined by God. I'm defined by his love and his grace. And I need to shrink this down. I need to remind myself again and again and again of the truth in my life, of where my value is truly found. And it's found in Jesus and in God. And he set me up with his son, and I'm going to just put it back in my pocket. And with every negative label that we have in our lives, we take it and we shrink it down and we remind ourselves of what God says about us, and we expand those labels. We make God's truth expand in our lives so that we can be defined the way he defined us on the day that we were created. Every week when I speak to our students, I give them a practical challenge. And I call it a practical challenge because it's this. If they want to take one step in their faith and get one step closer to Jesus, I just encourage them to do just one small thing. So I want to give you a practical challenge this week, and it's simply this. This week, you're going to have some labels in your life. You're going to have some labels that are negative that kind of blow up. I want to encourage you this week to begin thinking of shrinking those labels back down and expanding the label that God has placed on you. Because when we know our true value and we live in that truth, everything changes. When we know our true value and we live in that truth, everything changes. Suddenly we realize we have a future. We have a purpose. We are loved. We are wanted. We are children of God, and God sees us as valuable enough to raise us up and set us next to his son. You are loved and wanted and valued far more than you could ever imagine. And when you live in that truth, everything changes. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much for this morning and the chance to be here. And God, I thank you that we don't get to define our own value. God, because we often define ourselves in the wrong way. But God, I thank you that you have defined our value, and you have called us so incredibly valuable. God, I pray that we would live in that truth. I pray that as we go from here, that we would shrink down our negative labels and we would expand the labels that you have placed on us. God, thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the people that are here. And I pray that you would just continue to work. In Jesus' name, amen.